more he could get to go home with him, the better he liked it. I've heard him get up at church and say, if there's anybody here that wants to go home with me, just come on.
She never knew who she was cooking for when she got up on Sunday morning. And my mother was the same way.
What sort of things would you cook for the Sunday meal?
Well, you'd have beans and potatoes and meat of some kind and pies or cake, just whatever you could gather together to cook. Like whatever you happen to have on hand.
So you'd have a house full of people on Sunday afternoon after church.
Yeah, most every time we went to church, because we just went one Sunday, you know, like she said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like every Sunday, but every church Sunday.
Right.
My mother went the same way she did. And if there's any visitors there, she would cook all day on Saturday. A visitor might come that might need to go home with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if no one came, then she'd call us on Sunday night to come and eat the leftovers. And were we glad to hear that phone ring.
Oh, that's sweet. So did the churches ever have like church dinners?
Oh yeah, we had them twice a year in May and September. Mm. That was the, we just called them all day meeting. We'd carry dinner and stay all day.
And at her church, they washed feet after church, after they went back in the house and had a foot washing, which is a very humbling experience.
Mm. Is that where like the women wash the women's feet and the men wash?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever have like a decoration day for the cemetery?
No, we never had that. Never had that.
And that church is still going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sure is.
It's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would is there a difference now between when people would pass? Would you go to the family's house and go take food and things like that? Do people do that anymore, really?
They do, but not very many. Used to, it was, you had nothing to worry about, not anything.
Mm-hmm.
It would all be taken care of, but it's getting less and less.
Mm-hmm.
Even at my church, and they've always done it, as far back as I can remember.
Mine too.
As far back as I can remember.
So they would cook food and bring you food that would last you a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
In the South, they say when somebody passes away, you start cooking the potato salad.
Yeah. And I guess for a long time, for y'all, people were still being brought back home, right? So people would come, like, view the body and sit with the... Did people used to stay up all night?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they did that where I come from.
I even stayed up all night at the Roswell funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my Aunt Lois was there.
Mm-hmm.
When my granddaddy died, he lived over on Woodstock Road, and the way his house was built, they couldn't get the casket inside. The door opened here, and this was just a little bitty, like, foyer, and one went this way. They couldn't get his casket through there, and they put it in the window.
Mm.
Really?
There was no place else to put it.
Yeah, people did that where I come from too. They'd stay up all night with the body.
And the nights are so long when you do that.
Yep.
What about people around here? Who did they marry? Did people marry from people within the community when y'all were coming up, or would they marry people from outside of the community? Like when you were coming up, was your husband from Roswell?
Yeah, that's more or less in the community. It was very seldom you married somebody out of state, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what were weddings like? Would people get married at their homes or at the church or wherever?
Well, there has been weddings at my church when I was very young, but they all they did was to get married after the service, and they would go up to the front, you know, and the minister would just marry them. That would be all there would be to it. I remember when Pauline and Henry and Elvin married, they married at Mount Oliver Church, and I guess 12 years old, but I still remember that. But there wasn't any flowers nor anything any special. It was just a ceremony after church, and that was all there was to it.
Mm.